My lady, I must admit that you gave me quite a jolt when I received your letter. After all, the last time you wrote to me, you enclosed a little surprise for me in the envelope. Do you remember what it was? Yes, a cricket. Somehow, it survived the long journey, only to frantically jump out of its temporary residence and find lodging in my bedroom for the better part of a month. I should have started charging it rent. But that was maybe 8 or 9 years ago. Thus, it was quite a surprise to receive such a mature correspondence after so much time has passed. Even more surprising to find your letter decidedly more cordial. And of course, song cricket. I suppose you don't have the time to hunt them down in the gardens nowadays. Ah, too many obligations associated with your status as a well-bred young lady ready to find a ball. But your letter was awfully cryptic. What could you possibly have to say to me in person that you couldn't distill into a few pages? You've never been particularly verbose with me to begin with, anyway. And why the secrecy of calling on me when there are no chaperones to be found? Yes, I am aware of our dynamic. In everything but command, our parents insisted that we be matched in a union of holy matrimony. And we took matters into our own hands, didn't we? Both far too rebellious to ever concede to our parents' wishes, even if it was against our better interests. After all, there are any number of eligible and wealthy bachelors and bachelorettes for the both of us. If our parents discover us together, alone, I don't think they would ever forsake their little quest. But, based on your letter, it appears that your feelings have changed. You wanted to discuss these matters with me? And here, I was thinking we were all but content to continuously banter forevermore. Tell me, my dear, why this change of heart? And so suddenly, too. Miss Fanny? Yes, we were dancing together at the ball last week. Multiple times, if I recall. The gavotte, the quadrille. She really has lots of energy, that one. But I must ask, why bring her up? I imagine that you were only too thrilled to have my attention focused on another, much to your mother's dismay. Oh, now you are turning the most adorable shade of pink. What an interesting turn this conversation has taken. Come on now, do tell. Why are you so preoccupied with my dance partners? You were jealous? This conversation really is most fascinating. Maybe I have been mistaken from the start. But I was under the impression that you couldn't bear to look me in the face, let alone dance with me. Did seeing me with another young lady nurture that little green monster in your mind? Did it fan the fires of desire in your belly? Oh, hey, come on. Oh, don't hit me with your fan in my face. Could you be any more childish? Not much has changed since we were young, has it? Do I need to restrain you? Grab your hands? I will if I must. There you are. Pressed to the wall. These delicate little wrists can do me no more harm, can they? Not when they are pinned above your head. Look. Ah, you look so very angry. What's the matter? You don't like to be held down? Your future husband will be so disheartened when he finds out how squirmy you are. The wedding night will be such a disappointment to him, won't it? No. No thrashing around. You can't escape my grip now. Now that I have you pinned, I want you to answer me honestly. Look me in the eyes and tell me the truth. Do you love me? Because I love nobody but you, and I've done so for a long time. I'm not afraid to say it anymore. I only danced with that other young lady so I could make you jealous. I never really expected it to work. Ah, yes, I'm still holding you against me, aren't I? I apologize. I will let... What? You kissed me. Well, I don't know how to respond to that. I suppose I have my answer then. But won't you say it aloud? Hearing the words pour from your sweet lips. There is nothing better. You want me to keep holding you? That I can do. You feel so soft, so vulnerable in my arms. To think that a moment ago I had thoughts of... Oh, never mind. No, really. You do not want me to divulge my imaginings to you. The scenarios playing in my head at the moment would not be proper conversation for a lady. You very much are a lady. Don't pretend otherwise. Oh, and even embracing as we are, it is highly improper. If anyone were to discover us in this way, our choice in the matter of our union would be quickly extinguished. unless that is what you desire. So eager to share your marriage bed with me. No more squirming. I have you in my arms, and I will not let you go anytime soon. Now, I hate to end such a delightful kiss, but I must ask you how you wish to proceed. I am to understand that such a delicate, virtuous lady must not have any salacious thoughts swirling through that pretty head of hers. But if you insist that you are not a lady, then I feel a little more comfortable inspiring such thoughts. Please do tell me what you are thinking. Ah, you were thinking about my manhood, weren't you? That iron rod nudging you without any reprieve. Are you thinking about how large it would look in your little hands? How lewd it would be to watch those elegant, slender fingers doing something so very naughty. Or perhaps you were thinking of it going somewhere else. Because I have a few places in mind, if you are agreeable, that is. But for now, would you care to show me the rest of you? I will help you, rest assured, once I'm finished with your lips, that is. Only you could distract a man from your naked form, using only your sweet lips. I suppose you have been practicing the art form of flirtatiousness. You have become a master, in my humble opinion. Then again, I was already taken by you. Now you must let me undress you, before the next century at least. And you don't want anyone discovering us, do you? Ah, that inspired you, didn't it? Turn around now. Let me help you with that pesky gown. There. Much better. Turn around again for me. Please? Come on. I know you're shy, but you come so far already. Turn around. Ah, beautiful. Aphrodite reincarnated. You may not think so, but you will never see yourself through my eyes, nor my lips. Both hold nothing but longing for you. Oh yes, how could I forget? My own clothes are quite the hindrance to your wandering hands. Yes. Look how you glow, brighter than the candlelight, I'm certain. There is no need to be bashful. Now you see the evidence of how I pine for you. You don't need to shield your eyes. It is yours to see and touch, if you wish. Won't you? What a firm grip your little hand has. I thought I would have to coach you in the art of pleasing a man, but you are more than apt to the task. Not a slight, mind you, but a surprise, to be sure. Both hands are stroking me with such urgency. You were never one to back down from a challenge, were you? If you've set your mind to pleasing me, then it will be damn well happen. Indomitable and Resolute as you are, I can only imagine how much willpower it took to reveal your feelings to me. I'm honored, really, that I won out over that stubborn will of yours. Yes, rub your thumb over the tip. I'm a little wet already. Can you feel it? That bead at the tip. I hope it matches your wetness, the glistening I can see between your beautiful thighs. Please, stroke me faster, darling. Take those soft fingers and run them all over my cock. I was right, you know. Watching them stroke my length, it does look deliciously lascivious. If I were a better artist, I would memorialize that moment in marble or on paper. It would be glorious to see you, naked as the day you were born, worshipping my cock, and to pleasure myself that image when you are far away from me. Hopefully those times will be few and far between from now on. Now that we both know the truth. What a wicked grin you have on your face. You like to think about me touching myself to your image, don't you? If only you knew. What's that? You want me to touch you as well? Of course. Anywhere, my darling. Tell me where you would like my hands. Between your thighs. Straight to the point, aren't we? Then spread your legs for me. Let me in. You want me to stroke your soft lips, running my fingers over your slit, up and down, giving you a little more pressure with each pass, feeling your wetness drip under my fingers, flowing down to my wrist. To know that I have aroused you in this way, it is more pleasing than you could ever know. You do know. I suppose that is why you were so taken aback at seeing my hard cock before. Then it appears we have far too much in common for our own good. I never expected that you would find so much pleasure in, well, the simple carnal desires. But I am certainly not complaining. And it seems I have excited you even more. Going faster, are you? Would you like me to match your pace, to stroke your sweet lips, and even maybe bring my fingers up to this luscious little clit? Your moans are delicious, my love. They excite me so much. Yes, my love. Stroke my cock with your hands with such urgency that I can barely hold on while I rub tiny circles over your butt, making you moan and shake in pleasure, making your legs tremble so you can barely stand. Tell me you're almost there, my love. Won't you Come with me, darling. Yes, yes, I'm nearly there now. Oh, your hands have worked their magic on me. Oh, where would you like my seed? Your beautiful breasts? Oh, that can be arranged. I will paint you white with it. Are you ready for me? Are you ready? Oh, yes. Come with me, dear. Let's come together then. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't take this the wrong way, but you look absolutely beautiful, covered in my cum. Here, I'll wipe your breasts down a bit. Much better. Come with me to the bed. Oh, you think I'm being too forward? Need I remind you of what we just did? The acts reserved for the marriage bed are not all that different. We'll be careful. No one will ever know that we celebrated prematurely. Come along. You look absolutely stunning there, too. Those big pleading eyes staring up at me. Your hair spread all over the pillows. When you look at me like that, it's as if this moment could only ever exist in my dreams. Ah, yes, you've played the starring role in my dreams on more than one occasion. I'm going to enter you now. Oh, yes. Just hold still. Let me go even deeper. How do you feel? I might have guessed that. Full to the brim now, aren't you? I'm so deep inside you. Grasping me so tightly. What are you doing? Bringing my hands to your breasts? Oh, love. You know, I need no encouragement in that regard. Your breasts are just begging for some attention. These perky, charming little nipples. Just a gentle massage for now. You want rougher treatment? As you wish. Don't worry. Don't worry. I won't leave any bruises where all can see. Just a few to remind you of this night. Only for the two of us. Your hands on my ass, my hips, guiding my thrusts. Your nails digging deep into my skin. As if you don't ever want me to pull out of you. As if you want me ever inside you. Gripping me so tightly. No, I like it. Believe me, I do. Feeling you
in the heat of your passion, knowing that I have given that to you. That your wetness, your little moans in my ears, it's all due to me. Oh, and how I can please you with my cock. Oh, you are getting me ever closer to that edge. Yes, I know you want me to release inside you, but I must pull out. Oh, that would indeed be a difficult secret to keep, because it is best if you wait on that. Oh, love, that doesn't mean you won't have your pleasure. I assure you that. You will have your climax before I do. And if I have anything to say about it, you'll have at least 10 more before I leave. Oh. Huh. You don't think I'm capable? Have you already forgotten that I just made you come with my fingers? My cock is more than up to the task. Oh. And you cannot possibly imagine what only my tongue could do. Oh, you want that next? I can oblige, my love. Oh, for now, all I ask of you is to come. You can do that for me, can't you? Oh, oh, oh. Tremble and convulse around my cock. Yes, 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 you're there. Please, my love, please, my love, come for me. Come now. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Coming so hard. Yes, glorious, my darling. Seeing you in your ecstasy. And it felt amazing, too. Now, I must pull out of you. Now, use your hands again. Can you feel your own wetness coating my cock as I lie down here? Oh, stroke it. Just like you did before. You know the motions. Yes, you do. Oh, look at you. Both hands. Oh, 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 my love. Oh, oh. It won't take long now. Oh, oh. Are you ready for me? Oh. Oh, no, I want you done you this time. Get my handkerchief instead, please. Please. Ah, yes. Oh, thank you. No. Oh, please don't stop. Keep stroking. Oh, you're doing so well. Oh, oh. I'm there. I'm there. I'm going to. What a surprise this visit has been. A pleasant one, I hope. I would feel quite dejected if you said otherwise. Ah, good. Come here, darling. Lie with me, please. We have enough time. Let me embrace you. Darling. Oh, you're wonderful. Oh, yes, like that. Mm. 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 Stroke your hair. Your shoulders. Down your back. Kissing you so gently. On your forehead. On your temples. Your cheeks. Down to your sweet lips. Oh yes, I meant what I said, my love. I truly intend to pleasure you within an inch of your sanity. That is, if you will let me. Very well. I hope you are prepared for my heart is not fickle, my darling.